Wake up! There are enough sheep walking around as it is. Awaken your inside. Recognize truth as true. See false as corrupt. Know what's good and bad. Walk on the right path. That's bhakti. Understanding the truth is bhakti. Listening to the truth is bhakti. Living truthful is bhakti. Speaking the truth is bhakti. Helping someone be truthful is bhakti. This is all considered bhakti. Bhakti isn't just sitting and saying Waheguru, Waheguru. No, that's just a technique to connect with God. It isn't everything. Bhakti will be seen in everyday life. In the morning you did your nitnim, were you even charged up by it? For example, when we plug our phone in, sometimes the plug isn't even in. Oh, it wasn't in, it didn't even charge. You kept it there for an hour, but it didn't even charge. Some people sit in samadhi for 2 hours, but they haven't been charged. This is such a straightforward concept. Many sit for hours. We do bhakti. 3 a.m. they'll sit, I'm doing bhakti, but they don't get charged. Later something wrong is happening in front of them. Don't worry, whatever goes around comes around. Dhan Guru Nanak looks away. What does this have to do with us? Why should we be bothered? It is what it is. Chant the name, chant the name. At that point we must say, he does sit for hours, but he never gets charged. He's sitting for no reason. We've got to say this about these people. Thus, after you sit in the morning, meditate, read Bani, you make it practical. Show your batteries full. The color of the Lord should fill you. Lal rang tisko laga, jiske vard paga.